Hello and welcome to the Monday, July 23rd, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Washington, D.C. Let's start out with a little bit of an odd thing I've seen recently in our weblogs. Actually, our IDS keeps triggering on requests that use an overly large amount of cookies. Turns out when you look at these cookies in more detail, there is a lot of information that you would probably consider more private encoded in these cookies. If you look at the diary today, I copied one example. I tried to remove as much of the private data as possible, but it's actually not easy just with the sheer amount of data that's in this cookie. Some of it is easy to read, for example, the state and location where someone happens to be located appears to be encoded in the cookie, but then also several like big IP, which is a big load balancer, session ID, couple of session IDs, at least it looks like session IDs from other websites. So really kind of odd. We don't see a lot of them. Over the last 10 days, I've seen about 50 of them from 12 different IP addresses. The IP address they come from are fairly diverse. Now, the user agent is always pointing to Safari, but there are plenty more Safari requests that don't have this behavior. And actually, the user agent is a little bit shorter than what you would expect from a full Safari user agent. So not 100% sure what's happening here. If anybody can help out and provide some details, let me know. The best idea I have so far is it appears that these requests are related to Twitter. It could be a URL shortener or something like this. We do not have a refer in any of these requests. So if you know what or is causing these odd cookies or any other hints and tips, let us know. But let's check what we have in other news. Google announced last week that its latest Android version, known as Android 4.1 or Jelly Bean, will fix some of the deficiencies found in the address layout randomization introduced in Android 4.0. It was actually one of the last operating systems not to really provide any ASLR, but in 4.0 they finally introduced it. However, they didn't introduce it completely. They really didn't randomize big parts of the address layout of binaries that are typically being exploited. With address layout randomization, you don't really prevent any vulnerabilities. However, you should make it harder to prevent exploitation of these vulnerabilities just by essentially mixing up the binary and where it puts parts of itself and libraries and data in memory to make it harder if, for example, a buffer overflow is found to actually reliably overwrite certain parts of that binary. Well, 4.0 was the first try, but incomplete. In 4.1, ASLR should work like in other operating systems. Again, it's not a perfect fix, but at least will make exploitation harder. But then again, so far, Android malware really is mostly introduced by users downloading it and installing it, and not necessarily by attackers exploiting vulnerabilities. But with that, let's check what's new in Apple's App Store. Of course, the App Store and its whitelisting scheme is often seen as a solution for a lot of the problems that Android has with users downloading arbitrary software. However, sometimes that also works kind of against security, and this latest news is an example of that. Bitdefender published a software called Clueful. What Clueful does is that for any other software that you have installed on your iPhone, you can check whether or not it, for example, encrypts private data or what kind of data, for example, location information, it attempts to gain access to. Well, Apple removed this application from its App Store. It's not clear why at this point, whether it violated any of Apple's rules, but this has been one of the criticisms in the past that Apple sometimes more or less randomly removes these applications that it just doesn't appear to like. Well, and this is it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow.